Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good.
Can you please introduce yourself for us?
Yes. My name is Bruno Giusti. I am the founder of Be My Ears.
Be My Ears. Okay. So what exactly is Be My Ears?
So Be My Ears is a platform, community platform, that empowers independent artists through crowdsourced feedback, artist development, and talent distribution.
Okay.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, big problems for independent artists.
Exactly.
of all genres. I'm assuming from the name that we're more on the music side here?
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So where does this fit into their workflow?
So basically, most of companies, when they launch a product or when they put out a service, they do market research,
sure,
right, to see if the product fits the market where they're. And musicians usually don't do that unless they're under like major labels. They have data, right?
Right.
They know where people consume their music and et cetera. So the goal here is to use a powerful tool that's a crowdsourced feedback tool to get the opinion from the public and from renowned industry professionals who are part of the platform as premium listeners.
Okay.
And we collect that data and put together reports. And through those reports, we find opportunity. We match artists with opportunities.
Okay.
So basically, if you decide to be part of Be My Ears as a listener, for each song that you listen to and you give your feedback, you get paid as a listener.
Okay.
Oh.
And then in return, the artist gets your opinion, which is very valuable for an independent artist
of
who,
course,
you know, doesn't have a lot of
like a backing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So with those opinions, we form these reports. The artist gets a rate. And through those rates, we find opportunities for these artists. So I always give this example. Let's say artist A is listened and evaluated by 100 people. And all these 100 people said that this music could be related to a feeling of rage, for example. Now I can go to Netflix and find a licensing opportunity for that specific song on a scene for whatever scene of a TV or whatever show that they're putting together. So that's the goal of the platform.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can go to the industry listings that are looking for, we need to license something for this that feels this, because that tends to be how they
exactly and we're using the opinion public, right?
Because
the opinion people always ask me or question like, but like, are normal people able to judge what's good or what's bad? And I always tell people, like, these are the people who are actually going to concerts, who will potentially buy merch, who will potentially go to Spotify and say,
yeah, this is your demographic,
that's the people,
whether you realize it or not.
Right. And we also have the opinion from the premium listeners, who are music producers, journalists, who are in the industry working with, you know, big artists and big companies.
Sure.
So that's where we are at.
Where did this idea come from for you?
I have a background in marketing.
I
used to work in the automotive business for a few years. And then like 8 years ago, I've always had the music, right? Like running in my blood and playing and things like that.
Okay.
And 8 years ago, I decided to do a career shift. I moved to LA. I'm Brazilian.
Okay.
I moved to Los Angeles to study music. And then I'm there for 8 years. And from being there, working with this independent artist constantly, and then working with big producers and traveling with musicians and things like that.
Your marketing clicked in.
Exactly. Exactly. And then you start like noticing some patterns in the industry and like trying to figure out ways to you know, connect people. And the first, the initial idea came from, I was working with this big time producer and I was like, wow, I'm here. I'm from Brazil and I'm here working with this guy. I used to listen to records and see his name on the records. How can I connect this guy with my friends in Brazil who would maybe never have the chance to be here, you know, in the same room with this guy? So that's how the platform kind of started.
Yeah. Okay. So it gives what like a professional or professional and college sports recruiters have, where they go and they watch tape of
exactly
of players from all over the world and go, that's the one that I want. This gives them that same kind of capability.
And then we have data, right? Like media companies or partners can go in, you know, there's a big pool of data to, you know, feelings that songs or like music that was connected to a specific type of movies or genres of songs and film, whatever, genres and things like that.
So okay. Being a user and a listener, how exactly do they step through their opinions on the application?
So when you sign up, you have the option to be an artist or a listener or both. So as a listener, you get notifications like when there's new songs available for you to listen to, and you simply log in and you listen to the song, and there's a few security measures so that the user can't skip the song or things like that. And then at the end of the song, for the period that the artist selected, right? So the artist wants you to listen to 2 minutes of his song.
Okay.
You listen to 2 minutes, and then you respond to a quick user-friendly research kind of thing.
Okay. So like survey-based?
Survey-based, yeah.
That seems like a pretty straightforward process for the listener.
Yeah. And then the artist, at the end of the whole process, actually he's able to visualize the report as it goes, as it collects the data from the listeners. So today an artist can have a rate of 90% of approval, and then maybe in a few hours there's a better, like a new artist who gets better rates, and then his rates goes down to 80% or something like that.
Okay.
So it's all live and all accessible.
So you can see the results as people are filling out the survey. So I don't have to, if we're looking for 200 replies, I don't have to wait for all 200 to come in. I can watch as they come in and watch the trend lines and stuff.
Yes, and I've had some artists actually coming and saying like the coolest part of it is just like being, you know, checking and seeing if the rates are ups and downs and things like that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can. I know watching trend lines is a lot of fun in TV. So.
Yeah.
Unless you're not doing well, in which case it's anxiety producing, but that's a whole different problem.
Is some of the data connected to like demographics, whether it's like female primarily, males like it primarily?
So the reports bring approximately like between 60 and 70 indicators, and demographics is part of it.
Okay.
So again, like listeners will say if what kind of brands they could picture these music being, right?
Oh.
Brands, TV shows. There's a bunch of like places. Would you hear this song in an elevator or like, you know, what kind of places do you usually go to? Movie theaters, libraries, family gatherings, and things like that.
Wow.
It's basically a market research for, like, I don't know, any brand decides to put out a product, they do that. So we're doing that for independent artists.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to see this thing.
I can't wait either.
I
am definitely going to have to check this out. As an alpha, how far into the process are you?
So we launched a couple, 3-4 months ago in Brazil. Brazil is our first market. I'm Brazilian, so we decided to do it in Brazil first.
Makes sense.
We're starting to promote in the U.S. In a few weeks. We are already 550-ish users.
Okay.
We've already delivered 1,800 reviews, evaluations.
Nice.
So everything looks good, and it's been great to be here at Collision and, you know, showcasing showing to people, sharing with people from all over the world. So,
for sure.
Yeah. Definitely. And what are your goals here at Collision?
Just meet up with people, like other music initiatives and investors and things like that. Yeah.
Very cool. Have you exhibited yet?
Yes, yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
How did that go?
It was pretty great. Exhausted.
I would say it's an intense day, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is very intensive. Like a lot of talking, which is cool. You test your pitch. You talk to people. You explain.
Yeah.
So that's great. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, man.
Well, if people want to find out more about the platform, how can they do that?
So www.bemyears.com. And B is B as the insect, like bemyears.com. And you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and everything else. Be My Ears.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much for coming and talking to me, to us, forget her, No, you didn't talk to her. No. Thanks for coming and talking to us today.
Thank you so much.
We're really excited about this. It's a cool product.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Good luck.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, man.
And have a good rest of Collision.
Thanks so much.